This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Anyway, the school is not a business. So what fees we take, we are spending from our own pocket. So it's not a business. Please don't get me wrong. The school, IRF always does everything free. The school is the first thing we are charging money. But even those who are paying full fees, we are subsidizing the fees. So in this way, mashallah, we want to create a new society. And what we feel that most of the organizations that start, it's a one-man show. After the person goes away, the whole thing goes down. Most of the Muslim organization, you see, it's a one-man show. That person goes away, the organization falls down. So we see to it that we require backups. At present, mashallah, in a foundation, Islam Research Foundation, we have more than 15 speakers, mashallah, besides myself. And some of them travel in different parts of the world. They have been to UK, Singapore, Hong Kong, Malaysia, South Africa, several places, mashallah. And these children, mashallah, they are our future generation. And if you see the annual day that we have, in the annual day when we have skits, normally most of the schools, they have fancy dress where a person, maybe he may dress up like Michael Jackson or may dress up like maybe Sunil Gavaskar or whatever it is. Here, in our concert, mashallah, one person becomes, he imitates Sheikh Sudesh, one like Sheikh Ahmed Didad. You know, in this way, mashallah, we find that the role models of our children, the present age role models for our children, they are not these pop stars and pop singers and film actors. They are like Sheikh Sudesh, like Sheikh Ahmed Didad, Brother Bilal Phillips. So here we find that we should ingrain in our children that what should they become when they grow up. And mashallah, if you see that these children, they are taught public speaking right from junior KG. From the age of 4, they are taught to stand in front of the microphone. And they are taught how to speak on the microphone. Most of our speakers, I'm sorry to say, they don't know public speaking techniques. What should be the distance from the mic? How is the modulation? How it should go up, how it should come down, the gestures, the eye-to-eye contact. See, when a person gives a speech on the stage, the matter he speaks carries only 7% marks. How much? 7%. 93% is presentation skills. How do you modulate? Your gestures, your eye-to-eye contact. That's the reason today, actually I'm handicapped. The sound system is not good. It is like you're sending a warrior to a battlefield without weapons. We should be trained that how we should be able to dawah. The children, right from the age of 4, they're trained public speaking in English as well as Arabic. So we want that a future generation, that they should be trained, alhamdulillah. So this was a vision with which we started the school, not knowing whether we'd be successful or not. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been so much helpful and grateful that we got applications from different parts of the world, from different cities in India. We have got applications to start the school in Saudi Arabia, in UAE, in Yemen, in UK, in USA, several applications. So far, we have only started one more branch in Chennai. And our criteria are very strict, mashallah. So inshallah, we feel that every few years, we'll open one school so that it will be role model for the others. One thing we have to realize that for success, we have to follow the guidance of the Quran and the Sahih Hadith. And always, we have to be professional. As Allah says in the Quran, in Surah Nahl, chapter 16, verse 43, and Surah Anbiya, chapter number 21, verse number 7, فَاسْأَلُوا أَهَلِ الزِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. If you don't know, ask the person who's knowledgeable. Ask the person who possesses the message.